Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I'm imagining your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By. You will notice that I am by myself. It is just the lonely Angela this week. Bradford is not here, but he is a big part of the recording this week. Before we get into that, though, we have a few things coming up. The next Pendulum Party, yes, we have dates for that now. It is August 25th at our secret spot. So I will put a link up to that on our website soon. Tickets are not yet available, but keep an eye out. They will be before too very long. And we'd love to have you come join us. So yeah, grab your tickets, come out to our secret spot and join us for the Pendulum Party. Then, not too long after, it's coming up really soon, we have our Escape to the Tropics in conjunction with Exclusively RHP. That is our full resort takeover in tropical far north Queensland. There are just a couple of rooms left, so if you're interested, send us a message or get in touch with Exclusively RHP and get some information and come up, join us. It's going to be a fun time. So now, getting into this week's podcast, Bradford and I were down in Melbourne this past weekend. We went to Between Friends Wine Bar and we recorded a live podcast there. We had quite a few Discord listeners come and join us. So shout out to all of y'all. It was really great to see some of you again and meet some of you for the first time. But it was a really, really good night. You'll hear more about that next week. But today is the live podcast that we recorded while there. As you would expect, there's lots of music pumping in the background, a lot of people. It was a really, really good time. So without further ado, we'll get into this week's podcast that we recorded live at Between Friends Wine Bar in Melbourne.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, look, we're going to sort of start this, but it's going to be like this is just us just having fun and
very
chatting
casual.
With a small group of friends, a big group of friends.
New friends.
And old friends and wonderful,
friends.
Like, it's
yeah.
Exciting. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have the responsible one.
We have RSA. I love this.
Thank you, mistress.
So here we are at one of my favorite venues, I'm going to say on Earth, in Australia and absolutely in Melbourne. We are here at Between Friends Wine Bar.
Yeah.
And
the mistress
I say that, the mistress comes in, an owner and proprietor of this amazing establishment, who they've invited us to come in, do a bit of a podcast, have a bit of a chat. you know, pull a bit of a yarn. What's the other things we can say?
Spread some bullshit.
Spread some bullshit.
Have a yarn.
Yeah, have a yarn. Have a yarn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But clearly responsibly, because we're being served water. Which is good. No, it's very good.
To protect, our voices, yeah. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, I want to jump right into the fun stuff. You want to jump into the fun stuff?
This
came up to me in my brain.
It's a dangerous place.
It's a dangerous place.
We're going to go there.
A couple of weeks ago. So, all right. We'll start with a show of hands. How many people here are new to this club? All right, so we got half the folks.
Half the people. Well, more than half.
Oh,
three quarters.
Half and a half.
Let's say three quarters.
Almost all.
Yeah.
Almost everybody. Excellent.
Ish.
Admittedly, the group here that is sitting with us, we're going to call them our lovely Discord humans. We brought our own fans. So, because that's how we fucking roll.
That's how you go.
Right. That's right. Like, you all were just cheerful, and we love it, and we need it. I need the validation. Thank you. I love it. So yeah. So we bring our own audience. It's great. I love them. And these are our wonderful Discord humans, which you've heard me talk about because they're amazing.
It's such a good community, yeah. And we love every one of you, and are really happy that a number of you really made an effort to come out tonight. That we've not met most of you before. So.
Yes, more than 50% of you are new faces.
Yeah.
I love it. It made me excited.
It's awesome.
Okay, so is anybody here their first time at a swingers club? We have
Hi.
One. Oh, two.
Two.
Ooh.
Two.
All right. So we're going to have questions for you here in a bit, if you're willing to answer.
Fresh meat.
It is meat.
Did they say fresh meat?
Meat sucks.
So one of the, for those who can't necessarily hear everything, the fresh meat, one of the fresh meats, has meat socks. So that, he was clearly expecting this.
But not like the gross Hannibal Lecter meat socks. No, like... I'm sure he tastes delicious with some fava beans and some nice Chianti. Anyway, but I digress. I guess if the new folk are willing to answer a quick question, how do you feel? Are you like stressed the fuck out? You're in a venue with a bunch of people who clearly want to engage in awesome naked activities with other people.
They want to engage in building relationships, Bradford.
Yes. You're splitting hairs like some might split rails. See what I did there? So how do you feel? How do you, like, are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you terrified? Are you all of the above?
Yeah, no. I was nervous when told me I was coming here. Told me, not asked me. But
that's how our Discord is, folks.
By the time I got...
So does that mean you're on the more subby side?
Oh, very much so. I was going to wear a collar, but I decided on a bow tie instead.
Look, a bow tie is a socially responsible collar.
Yeah, it is.
Why I always wear a bow tie. Except right now. Shut up. Please continue.
Oh, that's all I really have to
do. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, but you're excited, right?
Yeah.
You're happy.
Yeah, very excited.
Hey, it's Fresh Meat V over here. No, I'm...
Whoa. Does that mean we have Fresh Meat A and B? Because we're A and B.
Oh, it depends. It depends if it's alpha and beta. In which case, A over here. Sorry. No, I'm really excited. Like, it's something I've wanted to do for a little while and sort of, felt really comfortable about the idea of coming here, and we had lots of conversations about it and... Yeah, and then sort of walking in here and getting the full sort of kind of consent talk, which I know sounds very kind of trite, but it wasn't. And then, coming in here, very professional and meeting all of you guys and immediately just being like, fuck yeah, I'm going to take my shirt off and have a drink with everyone. So it's exactly the same as going into any other bar and meeting a group of people, except I'm not wearing a shirt.
Taking your shirt off. And
exactly right. Yeah. It's great so far.
I don't want to be that guy, but if you wore that to most other bars, you'd meet a lot more people.
There's a reason I wear shirts at bars, and it's to not meet people.
Oh, wow.
Lucky us.
It is alpha. Yeah. I like it. I kind of think back often, because that's the I'm a rememberer, to the first time that you and I went to a club, which was in the U.S.
Yeah.
It was a, I'm using the air quotes, house party. Mm. It was a house, but like the people had basically renovated the house in order to make it a swingers club. Like they had a door that was closed off that you couldn't go upstairs. And
because that's where
that
they
was
lived.
Where they actually lived. Yeah. But like the rest of the place was fair game. And there was like a pool with a giant projection porn television there. Like it was amazing. And I remember thinking, walking in and going, is this what it's like for children to go to Disneyland?
Yes. Yeah.
Less porn at Disneyland.
That's true. There is less porn at Disneyland.
Yeah, but just less.
The excitement.
And the novelty and the like, holy shit, there's this whole other world out there that I've never thought about, I've never explored, but now I can. And in most cases, particularly places like this, we can explore it safely, which is also, I think, super key.
Well, it goes back to the, you know, you said that it might sound trite for the consent talk. But, like, I don't think so. I think that sounds like, right there, if you go to a venue that doesn't give you the consent talk, that's a red flag for me. Sorry, that fella, I can see.
I know.
He's got plastic, he's got a plastic bum coming out of his, out of his shorts.
Uh-huh.
And it's got dimples in all the wrong places.
It's real plastic bum.
Like real plastic.
But it's a little bit distracting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you should have stuck with the real bum. That's what I did. My shorts are assless. Not these, but the ones under. Anyway, but I digress. Spoiler alert, I suppose. So, yeah, how did you feel the first time you walked into a place like this? Because I don't think they did give us the consent talk.
No, we did not get a consent talk. I would say that I was a little bit overwhelmed the first time because we knew what we were walking into, but not really. And there was no tour. There was no consent talk. It was just we went in with our friends and we just kind of followed their lead. So it was very much of a, we're just going to do what they do kind of thing. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to ask a question. When you went to your first swingers club, was it both of your first times?
Or yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was the first time either of us had gone to anything like that, a venue like that. And it was just a bit of like, okay, we don't really know what we're doing here. We're going to follow these people around kind of like little puppy dogs and just emulate what they're doing because we don't know any better. And we even very much went to some of the same spaces and you know, kind of watched them and how they interacted with people. A lot of how we... swinging and how we behave is based off of them and how they did it.
They were our Yodas.
They were our Yoda couple. Yeah.
But when you guys first dated, you agreed that you guys were going to be open.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like from day one.
Yes.
So walking into a swingers club, it wasn't really an eye-opener. It was more of a...
This is what.
It was more of a door opener. It wasn't a, like, sorry, we go back... Like, we know past and future Bradford and Angela. Well, maybe future Bradford and Angela. at least tonight. but you guys agreed from day dot that this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
So walking into a swingers club was, like, just exploring what you wanted in the future.
I'm going to say yes and no. In that when we first started dating, hooking up, we agreed on an open relationship. We did not know what that looked like because
neither of us
had done it before. We really had zero clue about any of it. And I will say that when we first started hooking up, we were seeing other people separately and seeing each other. So that's kind of how it started for us, was that was the open relationship, was seeing each other and seeing other people separately. Then it evolved into, I was brought into this relationship that Bradford had with this other couple. And so then that was kind of our first experience with anyone together. And then that kind of evolved into kind of the more couple swinging type of thing. But when we first agreed to a quote unquote open relationship, that wasn't really defined in any way, shape or form. It was just a, let's see where this goes and what happens. And unspoken, which is probably not ideal looking back, but unspoken, it was just a
let's see what happens and go with it. And that's what we're going to do. And we talked about it all along the way, like what we liked, what we didn't like, what worked, what didn't work. But it wasn't a given that we were going to end up at a swingers club together. That was not necessarily on the cards.
Yeah. Fresh meat A and I, we're very much of probably the exact same thing where you guys were at, because we're freshly into a relationship like a week and a half, if not 3 weeks ago. And now, yeah, it depends on the point of view, I suppose. but we're exploring this
too. I'm going to say go with her point of view.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. yeah, this is new for us, and we've had plenty of talks about it and probably over-talked about it to a point, and now we're sort of here and just exploring it and just seeing how it goes.
It's been an hour, so pretty good.
It's been an hour. That's great. I love it. It's been an hour. It's all right.
So far, yeah. But yeah, you're right. Like, there's only so much you can kind of talk about it. Like, you guys, it sounds like you went into it without really knowing what was possible or what was going to go on or what it could look like. And then the other side of that is you can talk and talk and talk and talk, but you actually don't know until you get into a venue like this how you actually feel about it.
Yeah, and what it's going to be like and what your experience is going to be.
It's all trial and error, and it's all communication. Yeah. It's not, you can't say, I want to do this without your partner wanting to do this.
Well, every time we go to an event, on the ride home, we talk about something completely different that we hadn't ever really encountered before. Even if it's something similar, but it just slightly different.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what do you think about this? And how would we approach that next time? Mm-hmm. And so it's always good. It's always fun. So every time we do something, it's always a kind of a growth situation, I suppose.
Yeah.
We learn more about where we're both at and where we both want to go or where we don't want to go.
Yeah.
So, and then you kind of adjust the next time you go out, knowing more about each other. And having to communicate. I mean, communication is always really, really important all the time. But sometimes you don't have to communicate about the slight little things like, well, what if somebody touches you on the leg? It's like we already know that if, you know, if we're into that, then that's okay.
I love it that there are so many couples in the room sharing their stories, but there's also a lot of single people in the scene that, yeah, you also have to be mindful of how they're feeling and what their experiences are.
Yeah, and it is interesting because, like, I think a lot of couples... So I don't like unicorn hunting, right? So, like, unicorn hunting is like, it's got a... I'm not going to say gross. It's got such a negative connotation because we also know a lot of unicorns are like, yeah, all I want is someone to fuck me and then let's just... I don't want to have anything. Like, so, like, yeah, unicorn hunting is bad, but on the other side of that, there are a lot of single people who are like, yes, just use me. I know that because I have been that person. but I think what we forget often is that couples have couples, right?
And couples can get to go home, as you said, and you can debrief and you can have those conversations. But, yeah, all the unicorns in the room are going home solo.
So are you a single?
I have one of my partners here tonight. In the corner.
Hi.
But I am a unicorn and I date couples and I play in the scene as a solo.
So how do you debrief at the end of the night? How do you kind of...
If you're by yourself.
If you're alone, like, how do you kind of go through the night and be like, this is...
I've been blessed to just meet amazing couples and amazing people in the scene. So I haven't really had negative experiences where I've needed to lean on someone and say, well, this didn't go well for me. And I've also been in relationships where I've had a unicorn come in. So, like, I've seen both sides of the experience. But I think a lot of couples don't always realize that the third person in the room has feelings and needs and that they are still a person. And yes, we're fulfilling your needs.
Yeah.
But you have your own needs.
My only takeout would be just as couples, just be more aware. Luckily have never felt that.
Yeah.
And I love to give couples amazing experiences, but yeah. Just be mindful is my takeout.
We've been very fortunate. Like, it's our circle of friends and I call many of you all family is good people, right? Mm-hmm. And like, it only takes a couple of bad apples to spoil the pot. Sure. Oh, I know. Back in your box.
but... She won the raffle. She won the bonnet.
Not brought to you by the box. But it's. Yeah, I think it is important to remember that every person in a play situation is a person, yeah. So you should try to treat them as a person.
Equally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's equal.
Yeah. Everyone is equal.
Every consent is consent, whether you're single or a couple.
Yeah.
And if you're a couple, you need to make sure that you're a couple. If you're a single, you make sure that you've got someone to confide in.
So then, on that note, as a single person, so I know you said you have multiple partners.
I do have partners.
So you have people that you can talk to about what's happening and how you feel and like what's going on in life. So
yeah, and like I said, I've always had amazing experiences. So it's never a debrief about, you know, a couple made me feel bad or I didn't feel included, but... Yeah, often when you're in these environments as a unicorn or as a single woman, you are going home alone. So,
yeah.
So it's harder to unpack, isn't it?
It can be at times. I wouldn't say it's harder. It's just it's probably easier for couples to unpack and debrief about the night. I've been very lucky with my friendship group in the last... I've probably been very open about my lifestyle in the last 10 years, whereas I used to hide the lifestyle that I lived in because I didn't want judgment from my my peers and my friends. Yeah. But now, like, I mean, I was at a barbecue today and I spoke about the night that and I were having, and it was a very open, honest conversation, and it was amazing.
Hmm. That's good.
So, yeah, I think definitely the landscape has changed, and these conversations are more common.
Yeah,
it's changed
definitely
in the last 10 years that I've been in Australia.
Look, I honestly think it's changed post-COVID. COVID is a massive catalyst in everything in our lives, and swinging is no different. Because we had no contact with anybody for so long, everyone got to sit back and analyze and look at what was happening, and it's completely different post-COVID.
Yeah.
We've all been to clubs I won't say we all have because I know there's some newbies in the room, but for those that have been to clubs pre-COVID and those that have been post-COVID, has it changed? Put your hand up.
It has.
Yeah, exactly. It has changed.
People have just gone, you know what? I'm not going to lie about my lifestyle. I care little about what people think about me. This is who I am. This is my conversation. I'm not hurting anyone.
Definitely.
If you don't like it, you can not be a part of the conversation. Yeah. Or... you can be interested in the conversation. And the barbecue that I had today, people were interested in the conversation.
Exactly.
And
it was
warm, it was welcoming, it was kind, there was no judgment. But yeah, me 10 years ago never would have had the conversation that I had today.
And I will say that post-COVID as well, the difference I would say is that people understand the need for connection.
And even, you know, you notice at the start that, you know, we're like, oh, are we using names? And I immediately was like, nah. But, like, you're right, it is a thing that you kind of...
You actually get over that.
You get, and, I mean, at the start now, like, I'm getting used to that this is where I am. And this morning I was at a lovely brunch with some girlfriends and now I'm at a swingers club wearing my bra and talking on a podcast about it. You know, it's something, I guess I'm not ready to sort of discuss with people.
I have listened to all my monogamous girlfriends hate on their husbands and on their...
Oh, my God, just break up with your crap boyfriends. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to throw something in the pot about what I'm doing consensually with kindness on a Saturday evening. If you've got judgment, then that's on you, babe. That's
go home to your shit three-inch dick boyfriend who doesn't like you and, have a good night on your own. Okay. We'll be out here.
For the record, the podcast assumes that if you have a three-inch dick, you can still do amazing things with it.
Oh, no, it doesn't mean you're a shit boyfriend. God, no.
Gave us hands and tongues and toes for a reason.
Exactly, and people here seem to be more willing to investigate that sort of stuff rather than I'm going to roll on top of you and 30 seconds later I'm going to sleep. The end.
Yeah.
Just break up with your crap boyfriend and come to a swingers club. Like, basically, that's the end of the story.
Fall asleep immediately.
Fall asleep immediately.
It's great.
That's so,
the best part.
It is interesting because, like, for us, like we like we started the podcast right the first 30 episodes we had pseudonyms. Like we were worried about, oh, what are people going to say, what if our parents find out, what if bleh. And then now I'm seeing this coming Wednesday, my boss has already met one of our partners.
Yeah.
And he and his wife has already met one of our partners, but we're all going to get together and do a theater thing together. So it's like, and it's funny because I have I'm in Melbourne this month. And so the boyfriend, Leo, has said, oh, you have fly-in, fly-out partners. Because Angela leaves tomorrow morning. He lands Monday morning.
Yeah.
And it's like, the hotel is going to have no idea. Wait, weren't you with... I am.
Have no idea. Because tonight we're sitting at the table going, what number? And we're told them what number. And they're like, and what name is that? And we're like, told them what name. And they're like...
Because they know Bradford, and you're not Bradford.
We're not Bradford. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
I got to pretend to be Bradford tonight, and that's the horniest I've been all week.
Okay, so number one, it depends on who was serving you in the platform.
Oh, she was angry cute.
Yes, she, oh, I know her.
You know her, don't you?
I like her.
Yeah, she's angry cute.
So, all right, I'm going to take the conversation in a completely different thing, because this came up to me. This was something I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks, and I want to talk to other people who may give me advice. I'm looking for advice now.
Okay, go.
So I've learned that I have trouble telling people how I like to be touched when we're in a sexual situation, because this is what's happening. So like, I'm one of those that if you're going down on me, like, just fucking commit. Don't like be gentle. And like, I know some guys are like, oh, don't be too rough. I'm like, fucking be rough. But like, people are like, oh, do you like that? And I'm like, I do. It's not that I don't like it, but it's kind of like...
With intention.
You can be a little rougher.
Just
be,
mean it.
And like,
yeah. But you have trouble telling them that.
I have trouble telling them that, right. Because I'm like, I don't want to make them feel bad, but I love when somebody says, like, if I'm going down on a lady and she's like, no, use your fingers. I'm like, cool, thank you. That's what I want. But I have trouble saying it.
But I suspect that a lot of people are going to err on the side of caution and be gentle until told otherwise.
But I'm also like, well, I don't want to hurt your feelings, because I'm like, I appreciate you that you're down there and like, you're doing the Lord's work, and I appreciate it.
Maybe they think they're doing a good job and you don't want to hurt their feelings.
I don't want to hurt their feelings, right? You don't want somebody to go,
I think it's more detrimental not to use your words and just tell them what you want, because
every human is different, whether you're with a man, a woman, gender doesn't even matter. Like, everybody is different and they like different things, so just use your words.
I know, but like, so would anybody be offended if somebody was like, oh, you're not doing it right?
There's a big difference between you're not doing it right and there's a use more of your tongue, go slower, go outside more, put it in circles.
Which is kinky in itself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Be harder, be firmer.
Exactly. You can't... I feel like it would be a bit offensive if you were like, I don't like the way you're doing that.
Yes.
Well,
but if
that,
you did say, I like... You know, it's a compliment sandwich. It's that I really like that part. Can you do this more instead of that?
You're really good at that.
Oh, you... Use your own. Thank you. As well as words. Mm. Like, you can guide...
Yeah,
but I can't get my mouth down there. Or if I could, I'd probably never leave the house.
But you can get your hands down there. Yeah. And I'm also guessing that if you were firmer on them, holding them down there, and really kind of...
Oh, see,
really
I struggle with that.
Them.
I'm not that grr. I'm not grr. Like, that's like grr.
You could be grr.
You don't want to...
I mean, you are...
Be like, oh, stop. Wait, then it's over.
We have... So, Spanky, one of our podcast regulars, the number of times she has said to me, you know, when I'm going down on you, you can pull my hair. And I'm like, oh, I am pulling your hair. She goes, but are you?
And there's a skill to hair pulling. Yes.
No, I know
there
that...
There actually should be an education class on hair pulling. I'm happy to leave.
Not on the ends? Like
I like doing it at the scalp.
You actually just grab it. Like,
scalp?
You don't go from out here.
No.
So now we're getting lessons on hair pulling. This is good.
Yeah, I like...
Meet me.
So, like, the way I like to pull hair is to come up from the back. Because Angela doesn't like hair pulling, so it's like I don't I can pull my own hair, but it's, you know, the, yeah. But like, you come up from the back and you grab at the roots, because that's why when I had longer hair, it felt really good.
And it's like, it's amazing, like, if someone's like kind of scratching me on the back of the head and then suddenly just grabs, you're like, okay. So it's like, stay close to the roots.
And that's why some people are like, no.
Yeah.
Like, you should pull short hair the same way you pull long hair. Yeah. You realize it has to come from the head, not the... Like.
Okay, so hair pulling class 101, pull from the roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
But like a little scratch on the back of their head before you do it.
Oh, I do like
that. Oh,
it.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, even if you don't really have nails, just a little something is still good.
A massage or something, yeah.
Is there anything that you say just before you pull the hair?
I like to have my hair pulled rather than do this. I feel like that's a nice little, like, it's a hair pulling foreplay. Yeah. Really, if someone's like massaging or scratching your head before they just kind of go in for the pull, it's like a very interesting dynamic shift.
Everybody likes foreplay.
Exactly, and then you're sort of comfortable, like it feels nice, it feels lovely, and then it's suddenly very, very sexy. And then I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty good at being able to be like, too hard, too soft, whatever.
Don't do doggy and try and pull hair at the same time. It doesn't work.
No, but the bending it just
means that your hair will fall out the next day. That's the net.
Wow, that's
right. No doggy and hair pulling.
Yeah, you can't do the two at once.
Right.
Are you getting what you wanted out of this?
I mean, I am. I'm learning. I'm the important thing. This is good. This is good. I ask a question and I get my own fucking answer.
Exactly.
Right. You all are better than Google.
Direction. Getting direction is good.
Yeah, I like it's just...
Receiving that direction is good as well.
And it's...
It gives you an idea, okay, I'm going to adjust and off we go.
And
now I know I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I like
and I will
it.
Say that most partners want to please you. So if they're getting direction on how they can please you better, that's going to make them feel better about what they're doing for you. So I think it's that kind of like that constant circle of giving.
Yeah.
Matt, how do you like to be pleased?
What's your attitude towards hair pulling?
Hair pulling. I don't have much to pull, but others, I do love a little bit of pulling on others, that's for sure. As long as you do it the right way.
Yeah. What's the right way?
At the nape of the neck, at the back of the neck, you pull it down just gently.
That's what we just said,
Exactly.
So there is a right way and a, like, I know everything's individual and everyone likes different things, but there is a right way and a wrong way.
There's a right way and there's a wrong way.
Yeah. It's like the mistress was on a first date last week and she came back and told us about the first date, and one of the highlights of the date was she was kissing a guy and he put his hand gently at the back of her neck and just ever so gently pulled back, and you could see the expression on her face as she was saying she loved it.
Awesome.
Done properly, it's fantastic.
Yep.
So we're currently sitting with the owner, one of the owners and proprietors of this amazing facility, Between Friends One Bar.
Yes.
I'll let you introduce yourself. Matt.
I am Matt, the owner. That's correct, yes.
Matt, the owner, is...
Along with the mistress.
It's fortunate that your last name is the owner.
It does make it nice and easy, yes. Absolutely. So, no, I am the owner along with the mistress, who's my right-hand woman, and as I say, she's the mistress, the one in charge. I'm just the guy that pays the bills and lifts the heavy boxes. That's it.
And you also stand on stools and whistle.
Yeah.
I can't whistle, but I do stand on the stool and make
a
fool of myself. It was one of the audience members. They've got a great whistle.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was you as well.
No.
Oh, see, you learned it here first, folks.
No, my father had a massive whistle back when we were children. Literally,
why your mom liked it? She blows whistle a lot.
That's my mother. Don't talk about that like my mother. My father, that's fine. Talk about him like that, but not my mother.
It
has. No, he had a massive whistle. You could be standing down the other end of the street. You could be literally 300, 400 meters away, and you could hear him whistle.
Wow.
And I can't. I just can't whistle. But no, somebody in there has got a massive whistle.
Yeah.
So thank you to whoever it was.
Look, I have a fucking kazoo.
Is it like unfurl?
No, that's like a different.
That's a party
blow. That's a party blow.
Yeah.
Isn't that a kazoo?
No, a kazoo is the one that has the wax paper. Sorry. So, you all just passed your second birthday.
Yes, we did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I swear to God, when it was our second anniversary, it was a surreal night because I would have sworn we'd only opened up 6 weeks ago. It doesn't feel like 2 years. It has flown by, and it's just been a massive 2 years.
It's so, like, what is, like, looking back on those 2 years, what's the favorite party that you've had?
Oh, it's a really hard one. We've had some nights where, especially in the first 6 months, where we had some... In the first 6 months where we had some quiet nights, so like in the middle of winter, depths of winter, where we probably had only 15, 20 couples, some of those nights were great, great nights. It was smaller crowds, intimate crowds, and people raved about it, and they can be some of the special ones. Equally recently, we've had some massive sellout crowds. We were at capacity, literally up to full capacity, and it's hectic nights and it's crazy nights. It's always the ones you don't expect. Like we had a giveaway night 6 weeks ago, champagne and honey night, and we expected a good showing, but we were full up, and we had a waiting list of 20 couples hoping to get in, and we're giving away a $1,000 Honeybird voucher, which was great, to great success. But it wasn't even that, just the vibe of the night, and it's all got to do with the vibe of the room. Some nights you can have a full house and just not feeling right,
yeah.
And other nights you can have a full house or a half an empty house, and it's just the vibe of the room, and everyone's clicking, and it's great. But it's all about the right mix of people, and there's no rhyme or reason. We have people coming some nights and have a great night, and the couple that walk out after them said that they had an average night, and then 2 weeks later you can have the reverse, and it just depends on what people make of it.
Yeah.
Some of our biggest and most enjoyable nights are newcomers nights, that's for sure. We've had a quick series of them where we've had about, in 1 month we had three, spaced 2 weeks apart, and every one of them was a sellout, because the waiting list of people that were newcomers that wanted to specifically come for a newcomers night was just growing bigger and bigger. And they're the great nights. You see people coming in at the beginning of the night that are not figuratively, but literally trembling. You can see their hands quivering as they walk in. They're a nervous mess. And part of what we do is when they get here is spend 2, 3, 4 minutes with them at the front door, having a conversation with them, make them feel a bit better and a bit more relaxed, and give them a drink, a complimentary drink on entry. And their nerves settle down a bit. And some of those people, a lot of those people, end up being the same ones at the end of that night of a newcomer's night. They've got to turn the lights on at 2 a.m. and turn the hoses on and flush them out because they're still upstairs having a great time.
What's the maximum capacity here?
It depends. Our official liquor license is at 130. We've only ever once hit 130. But typically depends upon the type of night. Some nights you know more people will stay downstairs and less will go upstairs. On those sort of nights, we'll cap it at 120. On the nights that we know a lot of people are going to disappear upstairs, we cap it at 100. It's all about making sure it's a comfortable balance of people. You just made me think of it. A recent night we had, which we hit 120, just under 120 people, we did a sexpert night on the couch with a sexpert, which I expected to be a good night, but it was a cracking night. It was a very busy night, and we hit a full house of 120, and we knew that because a lot of people came just to listen to the sexpert talk, and it actually was such a successful night that we have decided to do a series of them. So we've actually slated one for, I think it's mid-September, which is on the couch again. So we started to do a theme on the couch with ... And this next one's on the couch with a BDSM master. And he's coming in. He's a qualified trained guy. He's a lovely guy. The most unassuming, humble guy that you would ever... he's not this big dom master. He walks around with a tie on and suspenders and that kind of stuff. He's a lovely guy. He's going to be doing the next one in mid-September. He just confirmed it this week. So the sort of ones that we do that are just not your standard, animal instinct kind of ones, or your very monotone ones, your boring ones, or the repetitious ones where people do a house party takeover in the sticks and, they do a little dance and it's the same thing, rinse and repeat kind of things. We don't like that. We try and make it a little bit different every time. Proof positive, you guys being here. We're doing for the first time, a Christmas in July mixed up with the podcasters coming in to have some fun. And we love that. We try and make it a bit different. We do spend a lot of time every month brainstorming what we can do the month after next month because we're forward plan. And we love doing it because that way it's not boring.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes the 2 years fly past so quickly.
Yeah. Variety is the spice of life. I think that's why we're all here, right?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So you, what's in the future? What's our next big... Are we taking all like cruise ships? Are we going to space?
Watch this space. I did make an announcement a couple weeks ago on another podcast that we're.
How dare you!
I know. just like with our couples, we like to share it around.
But
there are a few announcements coming up. It was meant to happen a short while ago, but I have other business interests on the side that I kind of got a bit distracted by and picked up a couple of new businesses, which has waylaid my plans for another Between Friends Mark II. But we have officially launched it, which we've called Project Pineapple. So like your upside down pineapple.
Love it.
Everything, when I do new projects or whatever, I have to give it a name. So like when I built Between Friends, the project name for it before I decided to call it Between Friends Wine Bar was called Project Mullet. So everything's got to have a nickname for it before I can actually settle on the final name.
And for the record, I'm assuming that's because there's business in the front and party in the back.
Absolutely. And there was also an element of irony too, where unlike a mullet, we hope to be a little bit more sophisticated. Nothing wrong with if you've got a mullet, no judgment.
And like a mullet, it never goes out of style.
Yes, they do. No, yes,
they
do.
Had a mullet.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They come back. Yeah. With a vengeance.
I don't think that's so much come back as people try and bring him back and kind of give up. I think.
They're definitely back.
I had a mullet for a very long time. I think I sported it. I had a perm as well.
A perm mullet.
I had a permed mullet. You could put a pencil in the back of my hair and it wouldn't go.
Winner.
And also I had like a 2-inch flat top on top. It was great.
I want photos. I want proof.
I will show you photos. I have photos on
you.
He does.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
He's 10.
Oh,
so it's not recent. Yeah, this wasn't like last year.
It wasn't last year. It was a year and a half ago. It was my COVID phase. We all had a COVID phase.
I went, you know what? I need to do a home perm.
Yeah. Some people learn how to bake bread.
Yeah.
Some people learn to speak your language. You do a perm mullet. That's fine.
Yeah,
no judgment.
You do you, right?
Yeah. But we love this facility. I think it's still, it's a brilliant idea to have the bar, the wine bar, that nobody ever has to go upstairs.
No.
Like, it is a wonderful, safe place to meet people. It's a wonderful place if you wanted to, like, meet on a date, then, like, have a chat, have a drink, have a feed.
Arguably, you are going to see people in lingerie at some point during the night.
Yeah, but that's exciting. So,
yeah.
That's titillating.
But just to be expected.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, isn't it? And if you don't get your gear out, you want to see other people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fair.
But better than just being a location to have a date with another couple. We often have couples saying, oh, we're coming with insert name of another couple, so they're going to be coming along as well. And they'll end up having a great time, but sometimes people do it as well. If they're meeting up with a couple that they haven't met before and they're not quite sure, kind of being here is their backup plan. So they've come to see Bradford and Ange, and if Bradford and Ange end up being a bit of a dud, which they're not, but... purely hypothetical, of course. Purely hypothetical. But if I can't pick on somebody else, I've got to pick on you,
of
course.
Yeah, touché. You could have picked on yourself.
No. Couldn't ever. But if Matt and Barb end up being a bit of a dud, you got plan B and plan C here. So if they end up being a bit of an average night with Matt and Barb, you can go see what else is in the room, have a chat to
other
people.
Has a plan B and C as well. So.
Exactly.
Some
exactly.
Have a plan A and a plan B.
Exactly. I saw it. Yeah, working beautifully. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Well, you guys must excuse me because some of us have to work.
Yeah.
So,
we're just here, chatting.
Yeah, I'm here all night. Tip your waitress, try the veal.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Woo! I had something else I wanted to ask, and I can't... Oh, I know. This is, again, one of the random questions. Now, this is more of an exciting, fun, random question, not like advice. But have you ever broken something during sex? Has anybody ever broken something?
Hold on.
I have a story of something.
We have broken a bed before.
Oh, excellent. Please do tell. We have drinks being
We have drinks, nice. Sorry. Look, it, my friend here has bought me an espresso martini. Thank you. Oh, fuck. It's not for me. No, we have broken a bed before. Bed head's fallen off.
Your own or somewhere else?
No, our own.
Oh, well, that's...
So
okay.
That's
okay.
Sort of... I think that's a story of attrition more than anything.
Honestly, the bed,
Oh, yeah, we did break the bed at OSS with a puppy pile.
Were you on that bed that went...
We were all on that bed together.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you guys there?
No.
No, all right.
No, that was a pendulum night.
Oh, yeah, it was a pendulum night.
Downstairs.
We were on the bed. There was at least, I'm going to say, 16 of us. And the whole bed just collapsed to the floor in a rubble. It didn't stop us, but afterwards it was a mess.
So that's when Lawrence came down and said,
yes,
your fucking crew broke my bed.
Yes.
And I went, dude, you should have made it a stronger bed.
That's the first time in my life I've been part of anyone's crew.
So back to your own bed that you broke.
Yeah, we did break
the
bed.
Was it just the two of you?
Yes, it was just the two of us.
Were you doing
it was just attrition. Yeah. It had just worn out over time. Yeah. Whole thing
was
just
anyone injured during the break-in?
No. It's not really an exciting story, but we did break that. Mind you, there's a couple of times we've been going at a doggy style. I'm pretty sure I broke vertebrae 13 and 14, but that's a whole other story.
On you or on her?
Both.
That's called old, mate. Drink some milk.
Yes, I know. Yes, that's me. Hello.
Just say one.
Okay, it was just my vertebrae.
I'm older than Kobe, so just
yes, that's true. That is true.
And I don't drink milk.
But not by much.
But by enough. Anybody else break anything? Hearts, mostly. Oh, fresh meat.
Fresh meat A.
No, I'm fresh meat B.
Oh, yeah.
As the submissive beta. Yep.
Yeah.
It was actually at a camping event. One of the little camp stretchers. They're not designed for two people, we found out. As heard a slight rip. Yeah, sure, keep going. Both of us straight onto the ground.
Oh!
Did you keep going?
Yes! Look, there was a sleeping bag involved, so it wasn't like bare ground, but my sleeping bag did end up quite wet for not the reason I wanted it.
So camping cot ripped, you just kept going?
Just kept going. Yeah. Had a bit of a laugh, but...
You were committed.
Commit to the bit.
Yeah.
I do like the commitment.
Yeah, I respect that. That's good. So, like, for me, I was with my ex-wife and we were traveling. We were in a hotel, and it was one of those hotels that had the headboard that's mounted to the wall, but the headboard had a bit of a lip to it, and I was like, some of you all don't know me. I'm not the dumbest of guys. I like to sometimes pretend I get dom, and I'm like grabbing hold of the headboard, and I'm like, yeah, this is great. And then suddenly we hear, pop, 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 junk, and the whole headboard came off the wall of the hotel. And then super subby Bradford came on. It was like, oh, shit, we're going to have to pay for this. And so we stopped, got in the car, drove to the local Lowe's, your version of Bunnings, because this is the U.S. People from the U.S. go, hey! And so we got Gorilla Glue, and so we're gluing this headboard back up. And literally, it's one of those things like... You know, the advice is allow the glue to set for 30 minutes. So literally, we held the headboard against the wall while watching an episode of The Office.
No, ex-wife.
No, Angela would have had like a contractor or something fix it and happen. But like, when we left, we checked out and never heard from it again. So I'm going to say that some other schmuck grabbed that headboard and barely breathed on it and it just collapsed. That's my story.
So the mirror was not the first time that you tried to repair something and get it over.
What did I break on the mirror?
The mirror on the U-Haul?
That's right. That wasn't sex related.
That was not sex related.
No, that was...
But that was an oh shit reference going to try to fix this with a trip to Bunnings or Lowe's.
Yeah, I did. I once, while driving, hit an inner wall of a tunnel. So the U-Haul's whip, the U-Haul's mirror got ripped off the side. We stopped at Walmart and I took a hand mirror, broke off the handle, and got a bunch of black duct tape and taped it to where it looked like the mirror on the other side. The U-Haul guy never knew. We didn't have to pay that either. Yeah. That's why you don't drive in... Thank you. That's why we don't drive in Virginia tunnels at, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I almost killed Angela. That was traumatic.
Yeah, I was behind you in the next vehicle.
The
yeah.
mirror almost hit her car.
Yeah.
Dramatic. Anyway.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. Anyway, enough about me.
Sexy things.
Sexy things. I had a college friend who broke his penis.
I broke a shower.
Oh!
A shower frame.
We need to hear this.
Yeah. So my previous partner was 6'5", so his head was above the shower window, and we were having fun, and he was holding onto the shower.
Oh!
Pushed up, and the whole. So this is you have the door, and then you have the rim.
Was this like with the shower screen, like that you pull across? So, like
sorry. Mm-hmm. Think about. If you're inside, say I'm inside the shower, and you've got the door that
closed,
and you've got the rail over the top that makes the shower happen, right?
Yeah.
So he was holding on to the top of that. He came and pushed.
As one does.
He ejaculated, and so it's then pushed the screws out of the thing and up.
Oh,
and so we're just going, holy shit, the door's fallen down. It's all glass. It didn't break, thankfully. So we've gone, it didn't break because it landed against the wall. So and we were like, holy shit, what have we done? So I've gone, picked up the door. He's holding onto the rail. We click it back in. We adjust the thing so it's all kind of, because you've got like the, anyone who knows
the
how
pins,
it works,
the
you've got the pegs on the side.
Yeah.
Put the pegs back in and we're like, cool, we're all good. Catch 22 was that we were at my mum's house and we're upstairs and we're like, sweet, we just won't say anything, we'll be fine. And then he went home a day later, I jumped in the shower, completely forgot that we broke it. Because, you know, you get up in the morning and you're just like, oh yeah, cool. And I go and open the door, turn on the shower and the door and everything falls in. And I'm like, oh shit. My mum goes, you're okay, comes running up. She's like, how did you break the shower? I'm like, it's just really old in here. And then I had to jump on Facebook and say to everyone, hey, I've got a broken shower here and I can't fix it. Can somebody come over? And I had to explain to a friend who's a handyman why he was fixing my shower.
You know what I'm thinking? That you must have made him come so fucking hard.
I'm
not going to say no.
I'm imagining the shower exploding. That's great. Also, if your mom listens to this podcast, she now knows the truth.
She already knows the majority of things except that.
I love it. All right, look, we've almost hit an hour anyway, so we'll probably wrap it up. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask or say?
No, I think it's time for some sexy things
and
some exploring and seeing what else this wine bar has to offer.
Yeah, definitely want to thank you lovely humans for sitting in here with us while we chat. Like, go forth, multiply, but
no.
Don't multiply.
No. No.
Every woman go in the room, like,
no.
Multiply by zero.
Yes. Or negative numbers.
Or negative
empty
numbers.
Sets. I love it. No. Go forth. Have fun. Like, thank you all so much. This is, I love this facility. We've already said it. It's a great place. It's, if you've never been here before, kind of explore, give yourself that permission to play, or just do whatever you want and have fun, meet lovely humans.
And feel good about yourself. Yeah, and if you have questions or want to talk anymore, we'll definitely be around.
Yeah.
But, go have fun.
Go have fun.
Enjoy
Thank you very
rest
much.
Of the night. Thank you.
So there you go. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to all of our Discord folks who came out and supported us and joined us on the night at Between Friends. And thank you to all the other patrons. And most especially, thank you to Matt and Mistress for having us and allowing us to come and record this live podcast in your space. It's a great space. We enjoy it. We'll continue to visit it whenever we come down to Melbourne. So thank you very, very much. If you're in the Melbourne area, go check it out. It's a great space, welcoming, friendly, and you're bound to have a good time, whether you stay downstairs and just socialize or if you go upstairs and take the socialization a bit further. If you'd like to get in touch with us and tell us about any of your experiences at Between Friends Wine Bar, you can do so. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. You can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can visit our website, www.bytheby.com.au, and go to the Contact Us page to send us a message. And if you'd like to talk to us a bit more regularly, you can do so on our Discord server. And how do you get onto that? You support us at any level on Patreon. So patreon.com/buythebypodcast and link your Patreon account with your Discord account and it magically happens somehow. I don't know. And we'd love to see you on there. So get in touch with us and we will be back next week and you'll get to hear a little bit more about our adventures at Between Friends Wine Bar. Thanks for joining. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.